Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. In this show, we look at Roy Scheider's career, the archetypal actor of the 70s. I hope you enjoy the show. No American actor is so linked with the 70s as Roy Scheider. After the oddball stiletto in 1969, he went on to be in a remarkable run of 70s classic films. Clute, The French Connection, The Assassination, The Outside Man, The Seven Ups, Jaws, Marathon Man, Sorcerer, and All That Jazz. Let's start at the beginning. Roy was born in Orange, New Jersey in 1932, the son of a car mechanic. He was a sporty kid and got into boxing and baseball at an early age. The trademark broken nose he gained in only his second boxing bout in 1947.
In this show, we look at Roy Scheider's career.
He went to college where his interests changed from sport to the theatre. After graduating from drama school, he did 3 years in the Air Force, then began appearing in TV shows. In 1964, he made his film debut in The Curse of the Living Corpse, then showed up in Star, a biopic about Gertrude Lawrence, Paper Lion, a baseball film, and then came Stiletto, where he played a mobster's lawyer. This is Sugar in the Rain by Sid Rahman from Stiletto.
Sugar in the rain, party in your hands, like a little snowflake that falls, melting as it lands. I look at you, look at me, and your eyes are a sea.
Then came Puzzle of a Downfall Child, the Faye Dunaway vehicle about a down-and-out fashion model in 1970. Music was by Michael Small. It was the following year that he made Clute, Alan J. Pakula's highly praised thriller love story with Jane Fonda and Donald Sutherland. Coincidentally, the music was again by Michael Small. Here's the love theme.
Thank you.
Jane Fonda won Best Actress Oscar for this film. Roy said of working with Fonda, "I liked her passion and her professionalism. Jane worked for years as a silly ingenue on the New York stage, but she stayed with it and slowly, carefully learnt her craft." 1971 was a good year for Roy, as he also made The French Connection, William Friedkin's classic about two narcotics cops tracking down a French drug smuggler, played by Fernando Rey. Here's Jimmy Webb's Everybody Gets to Go to the Moon by the 3 Degrees.
How many times have I been downhearted, looked up and saw him smiling like a shining dime? Yeah. And hoped that he would stay and tell me why he was so happy if he had the time. Oh, I wish there was a way to race him, catch a flying horse and chase him. Everybody's going to the moon, me and you. Everybody's going, it'll be quite soon. It's customary, songs like this use the word like spoon. On the line of the silvery, we're like a flying to the silvery. You know, everybody's going to the moon. How many times while looking down heard us singing songs and wondered who we were. Hey! Then envied us because the lady in the moon is gone and now he misses her. And then he wondered to himself, now why is it no one ever pays a visit? Everybody gets to go to the moon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's got to go. It'll be quite soon. Now it's customary songs like this. Use them as like to that's gonna touch that shiny bubble.
Oh, yeah.
With our own two hands.
Right on, Sheila. And it's got to make you glad to be alive. Yes, it's got to make you proud to be a say, I was a fool to try and reach for him, yeah. Or heard a dreamer say the sky's the limit and have to laugh at each for him. Oh, I suppose the point is only that an old friend is no longer lonely. Everybody's going to the moon, yeah. Everybody's going, it'll be quite soon. It's customary in songs like this, use the word like.
He was nominated for his supporting role, but Gene Hackman and Friedkin won Oscars in a dazzling 5-Oscar haul. Most actors would be happy to have made 2 films like that in the same decade, but no, the dice were rolling some more for Roy. In 1972, he was in 2 great films with Jean-Louis Trintignant. The first was L'Attentat, or The Assassination, by Yves Boisset. The second, Jacques Deray's The Outside Man. Here's music from L'Attentat by Ennio Morricone.
Thank you.
L'Attentat had an international stellar cast, and the critics liked it too, which doesn't always happen. Roy had a small part, but it was to get better for him. In Duray's The Outside Man, he gets a much meatier role when Trintignant, a French hitman, is brought to Los Angeles and finds the roles reversed when his employer gets murdered and he is suspected. Here's the excellent music by Michel Legrand. Anne Margaret and Angie Dickinson also starred. This is my kind of film. In 1973 came The Seven Ups, a top-notch police drama set in New York. Scheider is in charge of a secret squad that investigates felonies carrying a minimum 7-year prison sentence. Spot Ken Kershaval from Dallas as one of the squad, and an excellent turn by Richard Lynch. A great script, understated performances, good direction from Philip D'Antoni, and a superb car chase up the Taconic Parkway make this a must-see film. Johnny Mandel was hired to do the score, but the producers didn't like the mood it created, and Don Ellis took over. Here's Don Ellis's opening titles music.
Thank you.
2 years later came that film, Jaws. There were terrible problems with the mechanical shark during shooting, and the cast ended up sitting around for weeks while repairs were made. The time was not wasted, and the workshop-style changes they made to the script and dialogue paid huge dividends in the final film. It gave Spielberg his first Best Picture Oscar, along with two others, and created box office history. 67 million Americans went to see it on release, and it became the highest-grossing film of all time, taking well over $100 million. This is Paul Anka singing You're Having My Baby, featuring Odia Coates.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you. You're having my baby. Inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing? Are you happy in knowing that you're having my baby?
I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
Having my baby. Swept it from your life, but you wouldn't do it. No, you wouldn't do it. And you're having my baby.
I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
I'm having my baby.
I'm a woman in love, and I love what's going through me.
I'm having my baby.
What an odd lyric in that song. Roy's career continued in an upwards direction. The following year, he made John Schlesinger's Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier playing an aging Nazi protecting his diamonds from prying eyes in New York. Olivier won Best Supporting Actor, and the film was nominated for 4 more Oscars. Michael Small provided a great score.
Thank you.
Olivier was terribly ill from cancer at the time, and Lloyds refused to insure him for the shoot. Richard Evans, the producer, got David Niven and Merle Oberon to arrange a meeting with the House of Lords, and he got them to put pressure on Lloyds to change their mind. Olivier is terrific as Christian Zell, but trips to the dentist have never been the same since. In 1977, William Friedkin remade Clouseau's Wages of Fear as Sorcerer. It came out the same year as Star Wars, and the title made people think it was a sci-fi picture too, but it couldn't have been more different. It was overlooked, but remains a terrific film with Roy taking the lead role. Tangerine Dream wrote a great score for the film, and here's the theme, Betrayal. Roy finished off a bonanza decade of success with All That Jazz in 1979. It was Bob Fosse's take on his own life in the guise of Joe Gideon, a womanizing, drug-taking Broadway director and choreographer. Scheider gained a Best Actor nomination for his portrayal, and the film took 4 Oscars as well as another 5 nominations in all. This is George Benson singing On Broadway. Thank you. Was a revelation as Joe Gideon, singing and dancing, and took coughing lessons from Bob Fosse, as Gideon was written as a chain smoker. Stanley Kubrick said it was the best film I think I've ever seen. Richard Dreyfuss was originally cast to play Joe Gideon, but left the rehearsal saying he'd lost confidence in it. Roy made one other film that year, In the Still of the Night, with Meryl Streep, playing a psychiatrist investigating the murder of a colleague. It has touches of Hitchcock, but isn't up to his other output that decade. But just how long could his run of luck last? He'd made the odd bad career move along the way. He'd pulled out of the Deer Hunter lead role and ended up having to make Jaws 2 to satisfy his contract. He'd considered The Omen, but turned it down. Then something happened. He got typecast. As he says, I got inundated with cop scripts. It was the same role over and over, and every cop movie was a cheap imitation. I'd get this script, and everyone had a chase sequence. Every scene was either set in a garage or a vacant lot or a warehouse, with everybody getting gunned down. Blue Thunder with John Badham came in 1983, 2010 in 1984, John Frankenheimer's 52 Pickup in 1986, based on an Elmore Leonard novel, The Fourth War in 1990, The Russia House, also in 1990, Coppola's The Rainmaker in 1997, and The Good War in 2002. But the remainder of his roles failed to match what had come before, mostly due to bad scripts. It leads one to think we were blessed with a bounty of good scriptwriting in the 70s. In the 90s, he played a submarine commander in a popular TV sci-fi series, Sequest 2032, which ran for 3 seasons, and then he played the US president in 3 films. Roy was found to have multiple myeloma and received a bone marrow transplant in 2005. He died in February 2008, in Little Rock, Arkansas. His final film, Iron Cross, was released posthumously in 2009. I'll leave you with Muddy Waters singing 5 Long Years from The Rainmaker.
Have you ever I'm talking about. Now you know I work 5 long years for one woman. She had the nerve to put me out. You know, long, long time ago, the next woman that I married, she got to work and bring me some dough. Yes, I've been mistreated. You know what I'm talking about. Now you know I work 5 long years for one woman. She had the nerve. She had the nerve. She had the nerve to put me out.